In the middle of Gornahur Rao Urk's explanations about the properties of the omnipresent cosmic substance Okiranok and the inevitable consequences of its extraction from the common presence of every planet and of its ensuing destruction, a suspicion arose in me, and all sorts of pictures gradually appeared in my memory, connected with impressions perceived during my personal sojourns among your favorites, and in the period of my close observations from the planet Mars of their ordinary being existence, showing how at different periods they repeatedly obtained this substance or its separate parts from the nature of their planet and used them for their various naively egoistic aims. And when, during Gornahur Rao Urk's further explanations, I remembered by association the request of the great Tufneftef of the planet Mars, I became aware with all my being and without the least doubt of all the maleficent consequences of this manifestation of the three brain beings of your planet. They have named the totality and the separate parts of this substance, sacred for them also, differently at different periods. And at the present time, they named the result of the blending and reciprocal destruction of two parts of this omnipresent substance, electricity. And indeed, although several times in earlier epochs they had already discovered, of course, thanks always to an accidental chain of circumstances, various means of extracting from the nature of their planet and using for their various, as I have called them, naively egoistic aims, the separate parts of this omnipresent substance, absolutely necessary for normal cosmic processes, yet never have they destroyed so much of it as in recent times. So in this way, thanks to the explanations of my external Kestjanian result, I became absolutely convinced of the maleficent action already begun of the results of the abnormal ordinary being existence of the three brain beings who have taken your fancy, and furthermore, the question disturbing my old friend resolved itself, namely why, during recent times, it had become more and more difficult for the three brain beings of the planet Mars to perfect themselves. As for the manner in which this question was resolved, I might say that it happened just as described in reference to similar cases in a rarely quoted saying of our esteemed Mullah Nasr ed-Din, "You never know who will help you to get out of a galosh." In fact, for the resolution of this question, my old friend had in mind individuals with quite other data and possibilities than those of my friends on Saturn, who were simply ordinary three-brain beings. He probably did not suspect that as regards such questions, these ordinary three-brain beings who acquire information about all sorts of real cosmic facts, thanks only to their being park dog duty, are in most cases more competent than any of the angels or cherubim with their ready-made being, who, though perfected in reason to high gradations, may nonetheless, as regards practical confrontation, appear to be merely such individuals as our always respected Mullah Nasr ed-Din describes in the following words. Never will he understand the sufferings of another who has not experienced them himself, though he have divine reason and the nature of a genuine devil. At this point in Beelzebub's tales, there were diffused all along the inter-system ship Karnak artificially produced vibrations which had the property of penetrating into the common presence of all the passengers of the vessel and acting on what are called the wandering nerves of the stomach. This artificially produced phenomenon was an announcement to the passengers that it was time to assemble in the common what is called Jami Chunatra, a sort of monastic refectory in which the second being food was collectively taken.